Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, January 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The sell-off on Wall Street deepened amid continued worries over the prospect of higher interest rates and their effect on valuations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 450 points, or 1.3%, to close at 34,265. The tech-heavy Nasdaq suffered the biggest decline, losing 2.7%, or 385 points, and the S&P 500 finished down 84 points, or about 1.9%. All three indexes registered their third straight week of losses, and this week marked the worst weekly performance for the Nasdaq and S&P since the start of the pandemic. Investors have repositioned themselves away from riskier assets, including high-flying tech stocks, as they expect the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates several times this year to combat inflation. Shares of Facebook parent Meta dropped 4.2%, and Apple fell about 1.3%. Netflix shares fell almost 22% a day after the company said it expected a slowdown in subscriber growth. Cryptocurrencies also continued their sharp declines in tandem with tech stocks. Bitcoin lost more than 6%, trading around $38,600. But Peloton rose nearly 12%, recouping much of yesterday's losses on reports that the connected fitness company was halting production. It was also a good day for consumer staples. Clorox added 1.5%, Colgate-Palmolive finished up 1%, and Procter & Gamble was up about 0.4%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.